This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend, did you know that? Which one of you wants to be my best friend? Raise your hand.
We can take turns.
Really? And who's going to start today? You?
All right, fine.
All right, Jennifer can be my best
Jen's
friend.
Jen's okay. The longest, so she gets first dibs.
Can you get me one of those necklaces? I don't know if you know this, Dougie, but when you were besties with someone in grade school, they had these little heart-shaped necklaces that cracked in half, and you got a half, and then your bestie got a half.
No.
Can we get those?
Really?
Yeah.
Do they sell them at K Jewelers?
Probably, but you can get them at Kmart if you want.
Yeah.
We don't have to spend a lot of money.
Really?
Right.
Okay, so K Jewelers, number of women have been on Facebook with information complaining about K Jewelers' repair practices. Rings taken back to the jeweler to be fixed or resized have come back with more damage than they had on them when they brought them in. Or sometimes they get lost, they don't even come back at all. Here's a woman who was engaged. Isn't June is marriage month, right? Isn't June?
June's a big wedding month.
Bride month, yeah, okay. So one woman sent her ring in to be resized, and 3 weeks later, when she hadn't heard anything, Kay told her that her custom designed ring had disappeared.
Oh,
they didn't inform the police. Instead, they made a replica of the ring.
Oh no!
But the diamonds used in the second version were not the same quality. A bunch of dummies. What do you think? Somebody's not, I don't know anything about this stuff. You tease me all the time. I remember Roberta used to tease me about cubic zirconium, and I wouldn't know the difference. I'm one who thinks that diamonds are ridiculous, but that's just me.
There you know, you should probably not work for K Jewelers with the tagline, diamonds are ridiculous. No, but that's a huge deal. Imagine, okay, so, I mean, most men, what do they always say? It's 2 months' salary, but most men, let's be honest, spend
yeah,
even
more than that.
More than oh, they yeah. can afford. And they get this, you know, beautiful testament to for their future wives. And then the wives accept it, and it becomes a symbol of this person's, of this couple's love. And then they go to the jewelry store to get it sized, and that ring gets lost at the jewelry store. I have a hard time thinking that you could take it off and say, I'll see you in 6 weeks, because that's, I don't know. That's
but isn't a ring, this is, I mean, K Jewelers has their problems no matter what.
And they
but
also
ring
own
just
a
another,
ring.
And another thing too, they, K Jewelers, which I did not know until recently, until all this kept coming up, they also own Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Oh,
not the Subway spokesperson.
Yes. Yeah, well,
Jared. Jared.
Well,
yeah.
They might as well. And Jared Jewelers is having a lot of problems where they're swapping people's stones out. Where people have gone and had the ring appraised, they took it to Jared, they got it fixed, they came back, and they've got a different center stone. So Kay Jewelers and Jared is in a lot of hot water, and it's only
going to
get worse.
Even if you don't care about diamonds or, you know, jewelry that much, if you're paying for a ring, you should be able to, you should be getting what you're paying for and not stones that are worthless. That's terrible.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
I see what you're saying, Dougie. You're saying a ring is just a ring, and that's true.
A ring is a moment of happiness, and that's
But still, the ring symbolizes something, and it would be like if you turned in your car.
Exactly.
And
you read my
it
mind.
Came back without the tires that you had.
No. There's two different issues.
Stereo system.
He takes his Range Rover in and gets a Ford Fiesta.
Right. Well, here you go. You won't notice the difference.
But it's the same color.
They both have wheels.
With the problem K Jewelers is having, I just wonder out loud often, and I've had this with, to the chagrin of some of the people that I've been close to, the momentary happiness that you get from a big stone or something that is glam. I'm not good at buying
jewelry. Keep in mind, this is not momentary happiness.
Yeah.
You look at our ring. I mean, this is a ring that never leaves your finger for the most part, except when you're at a nightclub.
Yes.
It never leaves your finger.
It's not momentary.
You know, yeah, it stays with you. I mean, and it's almost like a symbol that, hey, look, we're willing to work for it and you're willing to work for it. And sometimes men's willing to work for it has to hit them in the pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Love you.
Well, how much attention do you suppose, how much value would a ring from Johnny Manziel have? As a person.
Oh, well, he could probably afford a nice... Well, he used to be able to...
I don't know.
Ring.
Could he? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it might smell like Jack Daniels or something. I don't know.
Yeah. There's a business of... Speaking of rings and that sort of thing, yesterday we started talking about Ashley Madison and how much... What a dirt... Well, okay. Edit your comments, Doug. How... the people who run it... are maybe out of touch a bit.
Oh God! You know, I actually just looked at their Twitter page, and they were advertising that they're changing. They're going down a new road, and that they had a picture of their new CEO. And I was like, who would want to be the new CEO and have a picture posted of them? I would run the other way.
The new CEO said yesterday, "We certainly feel that the Ashley Madison brand can be repositioned." To what? Garbage collectors? What do you mean? How are you going to reposition Ashley?
If you're going to have an affair, you better work for it. What happened to the good old days when you used to try to bag your secretary? I mean, why do you have to go online? You know? I mean, I'm not going to be naive and say that people don't have affairs, but to facilitate affair having, it's just ugh, gross.
So who uses it, though? Well,
apparently a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of politicians.
Are there women? Yeah, I mean, the women, men?
There are women, but there were a lot more men than women, and that's why I think
so they
had to admit to using
Fembots. So how do they
imagine
that there's more men than women?
They use Fembots. They
what
use
does that
the
mean?
Fake profiles that are women.
Kind
they
of like
Fembot, like literally like a robot that's pretending to be a woman talking to them online.
And then, so what happens when they want to meet him?
Well, then that's a problem.
I guess. I remember how much time we used to spend on Oscar.
Maybe he smells so good, just like metal.
This is like the brakes.
All of a sudden, you go out for a little rendezvous, and the maid from the Jetsons rolls in.
Here's Joan Jetson. Oscar Pistorius got 6 years in the slammer yesterday.
I don't know why we're still talking about him. The justice system in other places is so bizarre. Like, I mean, I know ours is deeply flawed at times. But, man, this guy's getting in. I mean, he's going through court cases again and again and again and again. And for often the girlfriend, I mean, 6 years.
This has taken him 3 years to get this far.
Yeah,
given three months, and he got out, or 6 months or something, and he got out, and then the judge said that's not enough time.
It's not enough, and then he had to go back, and then he showed up in court without his prosthetic things on.
That's so weird.
So that he would look more sympathetic to the judge.
That's like when Bill Cosby shows up walking around on a cane like he's this feeble little old man who could never harm a fly. That's his whole look
all right,
now.
Speaking
really
of that, Twitter and social media in general are all aghast with yet another white police officer shooting a black man in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Confrontation outside a convenience store. The cell phone video seems to not support what the police have said. This guy was shot while he was pinned to the ground. Officers said they were responding to a caller who said the man had threatened him with a gun. They got there, the guy's gun was in the back of his shirt and he was on the ground. When he was shot, he didn't have access to his gun. Is that true? Is that basically?
Well, I'm just looking at a
summary of what
my phone just blew up from USA Today breaking news, and it says an autopsy shows Alton Sterling died of multiple gunshot wounds to the chest and back.
So he got shot in the front and the back?
Here's the thing. Then that proves that there was probably some wrongdoing, because you don't get shot from the front and the back if you're pinned down. The back would indicate that you're going somewhere. Right?
Yeah. I'm just looking to see what the...
All right. Food for thought. And
we had another mess.
It's hard to comment on these until we know exactly what
happened. Thank you.
It's so dangerous to throw gasoline on the fire until you actually know.
Yep, I agree 100%. So we'll move on. 16 past the hour. Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8%? 100% return, guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2012. That's 888-444-2012. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2012.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
19 past the hour. I'm chuckling about our, we have, well, we've been threatening to do this for years here, Jennifer.
I know.
Do get the real, what we call real and radio.
Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara uncensored, right?
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah.
The after show.
I wanna, we should make a podcast out of that. Just call us off mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. DJV off mic.
I'm on my Facebook page, and one of the people who I'm friends with is my, she's not really a blood relative, but she's the wife of the fellow who's my cousin, Doug Morton. You've heard me talking about him.
You're named after his dad, right?
I'm named after his father, right?
Yeah.
And there's always the story about when we get to a point, we were at a wedding. His son's name is Dudley. My name is Dudley.
Good Lord, there are too many of you running
his
around.
His name is Doug Douglas. And so when people would call out Doug, he and I would both respond. Mm-hmm. When people would call out Dudley, his son and I would respond.
Wow.
I went to see him a few months ago when I was in Denver because he's really had a horrible, horrible, horrible case of Alzheimer's and dementia. And Marilyn has posted on their Facebook page that the hospice nurse told her that he was transitioning to die. So it's sad when it comes close to you, but you see the horror that is Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah.
And I found something, the good side of that is, if you like maple syrup, apparently there's some research out today that suggests maple syrup is good for you. If you eat a lot of maple syrup, you won't get Alzheimer's or dementia.
Probably not great for your diabetes.
Really?
But keeping you from getting Alzheimer's, 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Sixth Beatle. Beatles Love Me Do drum kit sold at auction. Well, actually, they haven't sold it yet. It's being auctioned off this weekend in California, Jen. Starting bid is $150,000.
Yeah, never mind. Maybe 150 pennies.
Yes. The drum that was used in the backbeat on Love Me Do. That's a piece of rock history. There's only one drum kit. It was there that launched the Beatles, and this is the drum kit. So let's see. It's a Ludwig. That's a brand name, I'm sure.
Yes.
For a drum. Let's see. George Martin bought it. Ringo did not play. A guy named Andy White played it on this for whatever the reason. The Beatles had hired Ringo, but they hadn't had a chance to audition him yet. Why would you hire him before you audition him? That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So Andy White played the drums, and Ringo was playing the tambourine on Love Me Do. Isn't that fascinating? That's cool, isn't it? Huh? Number one song during this week in 1964, and on the other side, the B-side of Love Me Do, was P.S. I Love You. Crank this up, will you please? It's a great song.
Really?
No.
Really?
No,
I've never heard this.
Really?
Till the day I do love.
simple stuff. That's how they started. And that's what gave them the intro into everybody's ear all around the world. This simple stuff. I mean, listen, look at the way this is constructed. The genius of George Martin. Everything is, if Richard here would tell you, I have a simple chords. It's everything about this is just plain simple. And their voices work so well together. Imagine,
yeah, the harmonies are incredible.
You talk about what God does, or you know, infinite intelligence, to be able to bring these four people together with George Martin as just magical. And look at what it reminds. Look at all the pleasure that it has given people over all these years.
Beautiful melody, too.
That's a great melody.
Yeah, that's a great song.
All right, so anyway, the drums being auctioned off. Chen Jen, see if you can put in a bid for me.
Yeah, I will. Sure. What's the most I can spend?
You're right. 150 pennies is probably a good...
I think we might be eliminated quickly, but I'll do my best, sir.
All right, so the Talking Heads' David Byrne has a new movie. Is this something we should be talking about with Chucker? What is this?
Well, maybe if he knows anything about it.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Chucker here.
Right. No one gets killed in this movie, so...
Really? You won't know anything about it?
Yeah.
Check on that. 28 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
I'm Bob Derigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Doug Costello thought he was doing something simple, selling a small printer on Craigslist. What he got was a legal nightmare. He sold the printer to an Indiana man for $40 and figured that was the end of it. What he didn't know is that the buyer had been called a prolific abusive litigant by none other than the Indiana Supreme Court. Sure enough, the buyer sued Costello for $6,000. The case was dismissed, but the buyer filed another lawsuit. That was thrown out too. But during 6.5 years of battling these ridiculous lawsuits, Costello missed one filing deadline, and a judge ruled that he owed the buyer $30,000. Let's be fair, that was eventually thrown out by a higher court too, and now the whole matter has been dismissed. But Costello still had to pay $12,000 in legal bills, and he says the whole experience of being sued left him feeling like he was in, and I quote, a twilight zone. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. Kara Schillen is in the hot box in the studio in Washington.
Which may or may not be on fire.
Say hi to Josh Norton listening in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, Josh. All right, here's Official America at Work. Lenny Wood, 96 years old, blind. So you'd think people might understand when he accidentally put two glass jars in the wrong recycling bin. Sanitation workers told the veteran that they would not take the bin until he removed the jars. He told them that he was physically unable to bend over and get them out, so they left the bin where it was and refused to touch it for 2 weeks. There you go.
That's not nice.
Next.
Okay.
Try not to get too enthusiastic about these. Messina, New York, code enforcement officer Gregory Frigo says inflatable pools. Wait till you don't get excited until I tell you the story. Says inflatable pools are a menace. And this year he cited 20 people for having them. City and state codes say that any pool with at least 24 inches of water, even inflatable, must have a permit.
Oh, boy.
Or a 4-foot-high lock fence around them, an audible alarm to let people know if somebody falls in.
Okay. I mean, look, If you're Isn't really that, into safety, that's a good rule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personally, I think that they are an eyesore, so...
they are, and I'm so... Can I make a true confession here?
Next
I've
door.
Been pondering... No, I've been pondering with getting one.
Really?
No. Well,
no.
They're
right into the neighborhood.
It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, this might be fun. I mean, my dad's got a really nice built-in pool and everything, so I could go over there and swim. But how nice would it be to just, you know, wander outside for a minute and pop in?
Like I did. Take your bar of soap, jump into the pool. I missed that this year. I don't have a pool in my new house. Story of Tom Clevin. This is official American at work, folks. Tom Clevin thought he'd prepare for a triathlon by swimming across Lake Nokomis in Minnesota. Lifeguard ordered him back when he was about halfway across. When he returned to shore, the Minneapolis Park Police cited him for swimming too far. $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail if convicted. And since he's a doctor, he'll have to report the incident each time he applies for renewal of his medical license. He's swimming across a lake, and it's against the law to swim across the lake.
Is he crossing state lines or something? Like, that's so weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, this is official America at work. Georgia Department of Natural Resources seized 500 turtles from Steve Santoff, alleging his possession of them was illegal. A jury ruled in his favor, so the department had to return all the turtles.
Ha!
Agency couldn't quite fulfill the whole request. More than 300 of them died while they were in the government's
takedown.
Possession.
Why does someone need 500 turtles, let alone a turtle?
Okay, again, back to my story. When I was a little kid, and this my house that I used to that I live in now was my grandparents' house. There was an next door neighbor, Jerry and Louis Rodriguez. They were still alive. Hi, guys. They used to have turtles, and I used to hoist myself up over the fence and just watch them. They were awesome. They were
turtles
really
just wandering around the backyard.
In the backyard, yeah, big turtles, so cute.
Government at work.
To be fair, he probably shouldn't have 500, though. It's probably not a lot.
500 of anything is really a lot, unless you have, like, an ant farm.
Unless you're Noah. Well, no, just kidding. He only had two of each number.
He would have had, right.
In Tinley Park, Illinois, Mayor Ed Zabrocki says police have been overzealous in ticketing cars that don't have municipal stickers on them. Tinley Park residents are required to buy the stickers for road maintenance, but police have been ticketing cars driven by people from outside the city. And outside the state, the police reply, the ordinance allows them to ticket any car without a sticker. That's what I like.
Okay.
Let's make sure we collect all the money that we possibly can, right? Here in Massachusetts, drivers challenge more than 250,000 traffic tickets a year. This year, the state legislature reacted by imposing a $25 fee on anybody who takes their case to court.
Why? Oh, that is so bad. That is not okay.
Government at work.
You have the right to challenge it. Hello.
Mark Watson collapsed in agony. What'd you do?
A speed away from the courthouse.
Got a ticket for doing that. Let's see here. Mark Watson collapsed in agony, had to be rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. Doctors told him his appendix had burst and needed to be taken out. This made Mr. Watson angry and confused since the same doctors had operated on him 3 weeks earlier to remove his appendix.
Oh, my God.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, people are really funny. Okay, so many of you have heard the rumors about Gretchen Carlson and Roger Ailes. I don't know why I find this, probably for me anyway, this is the most intriguing story of the day. All right, so we'll dig around in it in a few minutes, and we'll all have our say, and then it'll go to wherever it goes, but because it's part of the television report. Before we go there, though, an announcement this morning about Chelsea Manning. Speaking of government at work, remember the former U.S. Army private who was in prison because she leaked, he leaked, she...
Right, I think originally Brandon, right?
Right,
Brandon Manning?
Yeah.
And then,
leaked classified information to WikiLeaks, hospitalized
yesterday.
But then
the government helped paid for his transition.
Right. Now he tried to commit suicide, she tried to commit suicide yesterday. So, in the hospital in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
But isn't she stuck in an all-male prison? She's been requesting to be transferred to a female prison, and they won't.
So what must life be like for her?
You know, I don't care, actually. I mean, it's not my... Look, she wants to take the money and have the surgery. More power to her. That's great. I do not want to have to pay for that, and taxpayers are paying for it.
Yes.
And that, you know...
But see, that's the thing that's weird. I don't understand why taxpayers were involved at all. And how was that even justified? Like, I don't agree with that at all. Yeah. But then, since we did pay for the surgery, why is she still stuck in an all-male prison then?
Yeah, why isn't she in an all-female prison?
Because, right.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. All right, this is what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. We're going to now start building prisons for transvestites.
Transgender.
Transgender people. That's what they have.
Although a transvestite prison might be kind of fun.
That would be fun. It's a great show.
Pause for a moment, and then the story behind the story with Gretchen Carlson filing a sexual harassment lawsuit against Roger Ailes, the CEO of Fox News. This is about as juicy as anything you'll hear today, folks. It's 42 past the hour.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order, plus free shipping.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, 46 past the hour now with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. The story from the television world about a journalist who was fired After being carried by a couple of older folks over puddles, the journalist was covering severe floods, got fired after she was caught on camera being carried over puddles by an elderly couple to avoid getting her expensive shoes wet.
Did you That's see awesome. The pictures? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures now.
My Louis Vuitton's wet, please.
This poor elderly couple.
There's going to be a lot of commentary about this, up, down, and sideways. I've already talked about it a couple of times because I've always been a fan of Gretchen Carlson's, and I don't know whether Jennifer's going to convince me that it's not that she doesn't want me to be a fan, but she thinks this is too little too late, if in fact what she claims in her sexual harassment suit is true. So for those who haven't heard the story, Gretchen, who used to be on Fox and Friends until Steve Doocy sexually harassed her there, so she
says. Brian Kilmeade.
Well, oh, really? It was Brian Kilmeade, not Doocy. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard, the story maybe it was Steve Doocy, but I had heard a long time that she had a beef with Brian Kilmeade, too. So, in any case, she didn't like those co-hosts because they would be sort of like old boys club, sort of.
Yeah. All right, so she left, and Nails gave her another, or she earned, or somehow or other, she started a new show at night. What was it, the final story or the complete story?
It was actually the real story, and it was not at night. It was at 11 o'clock Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern, right?
Okay, yeah.
So not terrible, and it almost would seem like that was an upgrade, because on Fox and Friends, even though it's early morning, she was still sharing the stage with a bunch of her co-hosts, right? So she got her own show in afternoons, which was interesting. Now, here's where the story gets a little sticky. She walked off the set of Fox and Friends. Shortly after that, they brought in Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and they gave Gretchen Carlson the real story. Well, now her contract was not renewed. She has been off the air, I think, like since June 23rd. I kind of thought she was on vacation, but she was let go. And she's filed a lawsuit against Roger Ailes saying that she was sexually harassed, saying that Roger Ailes told her once when she was complaining about being sexually harassed and mistreated at the network that they should have slept together once. Now, I'm not standing up for Roger Ailes. I don't doubt that he probably said that to Gretchen Carlson. But for me, it's all about the timing. As a woman, if someone sexually harasses you, the time to say something is right around the time that the event took place. Instead of when you get fired from the network, because then it brings you from the victim role to sort of the bitter role. And I don't know if this does her career any favors. Had she said something when Roger Ailes first said this to her, she would have been the victim. Maybe she would have been picked up by CNN, maybe MSNBC. Now it just looks like she might be more Sue happy because she got let go after she turned 50. I mean, it's just, I
wonder, I agree with that, but I wonder if, and you never know, but I wonder if there were agents and PR people behind the scenes saying, just let it go, just stay quiet, you're doing great, you're on the air, you've got your own show, just let it go. You know, I wonder if she was getting bad advice, too, because that happens a lot.
She claims that Ailes called her sexy with too much work.
Whoa.
And had said to her that he slept with at least three former Miss Americas, but never her.
So it's good to have a list, isn't it? Yeah. And her attorney, Nancy Smith, said that the lawsuit didn't begin with her termination. So maybe it's just poor timing. Maybe they knew the lawsuit would
be worked. Where the heck's Gloria Allred in this one?
Yeah. In any case, she's been really active on social media. She's been talking about, you know, being real. That's she started a hashtag, Stand With Gretchen. So I think she's trying to rally female support. But
I like her. And I think that Ailes is an old pig. And most everybody, you look at him, he looks like an old pig. So, whether that affects it or not. All right, Jen.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3.
Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
TV show. I'll tell you that story in a moment. And Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommer's travel guides that you can find there are indispensable when trying to figure out where you're going and how to get there, what are the best accommodations, etc., etc., etc. We're going to also talk with Pauline about some new travel apps that perhaps will help you in your planning or help you when you're traveling. That info coming right up here.
Today on App Check, Songkick creates a personalized concert calendar based on your bands and your location. It's close, but still needs a little work.
Songkick struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
55 past the hour. Welcome with me, please. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides. Frommers.com is the website. Tons of information there. I wonder, here's something that just is it's just something you have to talk about. From you don't have to, but I got to get this out of my system again. I want to know what airline. We didn't find out, Victoria, what airline this was. Or did we care this lady who's in one of the new TV shows that's successful happens to be black. And so she was traveling first class, and the gate agent actually had the stupidity to say, "Congratulations for getting into first class." How in the world are there people around that are that stupid, and they're actually taking nourishment? Can you imagine even hearing me? My skin would crawl if I were listening to that. I'd have a hard time keeping quiet, Pauline. How about you?
I haven't heard about this, and it's obviously ridiculous and horrifying in today's day and age.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm assuming this woman lost her job.
I don't know whether he's even a woman or not. What's the lady's name and what's the show?
Orange is the New Black is the name of the show that she's one of the stars of. She plays Tasty, and she also happens to be on Broadway right now in The Color Purple. So she travels a lot and has to fly back and forth, and apparently she said, she put on Twitter yesterday that she's tired of people telling her, "Lucky you," when they see that she's in first class. So it's terrible.
All right.
Wow.
Anyway, food for thought. Speaking of that, the TSA is considering putting checkpoints outside terminal buildings because of Turkey. If you can imagine anything dumber than that, what in the world is that going to do other than more fear and screwing up people's times and lives more? It's like these people can't, they stay awake at night figuring out how to be more stupid and screw people's lives up more.
Well, I mean, we have seen now two attacks on the outside parts of airports, both Istanbul and Brussels. So I'm not sure if it's just stupidity. I think it's caution. It's going to very much hurt our ability to go through the lines quickly. But I'm not sure if it's just plain stupidity. I mean,
well, under the circumstances, you can drive in the van.
Of attacks.
You can drive in a van to the airport. I mean, I'm thinking about LAX that I go through all the time. There's a van. You could bring a duffel bag onto a bus.
I was going to say, there are buses.
Do anything. To have these people stand out on the sidewalk.
What they're trying to do is, and they don't have the manpower. They don't have the money. I mean, it all comes down to money. They just want to keep the bad people away from areas where there are crowds gathered. So if there's a way to perhaps get people quickly off the sidewalk by doing some kind of check or some kind of extra security out there so they could do the lines inside, more power to them. I want to be safe.
I want to be safe.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.